The healthcare industry has long supported medical malpractice laws. They cap how much a jury can award for pain and suffering. This is a legal category called non-economic damages. More than half the states have laws to cap those damages against medical providers. But what about the patients seeking justice for medical errors? Natalie Krebs of Side Effects Public Media reports.
6 years ago, Joe Dudley was running a high fever. He could barely walk. So his wife, Sarah, brought him to an urgent care clinic in Des Moines, Iowa. A physician's assistant diagnosed Joe with the flu, despite a negative test, and sent him home. But Joe soon ended up in the emergency room. His correct diagnosis was bacterial meningitis, which by then was on track to cause permanent brain damage. Sarah watched it unfold over the next few weeks.
He had two strokes in the middle of ICU. So when he was actually able to come out of it, he had to relearn to walk, relearn to talk, permanent nerve damage on his right side, lost his hearing.
The illness drastically changed Joe. Sarah says the man she married was calm and avoided conflict. The one who left the hospital is prone to anger and bouts of paranoia.
You never know what mood he's going to be in or what's going to set him off. And there's no cure for it.
The Dudleys sued the clinic for medical malpractice. Late last year, a jury awarded them $27 million in non-economic damages for Joe's initial misdiagnosis. These high-dollar awards are one of the main reasons the healthcare industry has spent decades pushing for non-economic damage caps. In February, Iowa became the most recent state to put a hard cap on these damages, at $1 million for independent clinics and $2 million for hospitals. Here's Andy Conlin, a lobbyist for the Iowa Independent Physician Group, testifying at the state legislature early this year.
You never know when you're going to end up on seeing one of these judgments come down the pike and really negatively impact your facility, maybe even put your facility out of business.
However, these high-dollar jury awards are exceptionally rare. Last year in Iowa, just 15 cases ended up going to trial. And of those cases, the jury only ruled in favor of the plaintiff twice. And these big awards are just one of the healthcare industry's many concerns. They say they need these caps to lower the cost of medical malpractice insurance. And they say a lack of caps on damages drives doctors away to other states that do have caps. But opponents dismiss these claims. Charles Silver, a law professor at the University of Texas at Austin, has studied the effects of Texas's non-economic damage cap extensively. It went into effect in 2003. The Texas Medical Association claims the move has increased licensed physicians. Silver says his research contradicts this claim.
If you have a growing population, you need to control for that. And when you control for that in Texas, what you find is that the physician population actually grew slightly more slowly after tort reform than before.
It's also unclear how much influence caps have on medical malpractice insurance rates. Last year, Illinois, a state with no caps, had one of the highest average premium rates in the country, according to the publication Medical Liability Monitor, which tracks this data. But at the same time, Iowa and Minnesota, two states that also didn't have caps, had some of the lowest premium rates in the country. Robert Leffler, an expert on medical malpractice law, says there's no clear consensus on how things like premium rates and physician recruitment are affected by non-economic damage caps. But he says there's one group that clearly benefits.
The insurance companies who have smaller payouts and who have less risk of huge payouts.
And he says there's one group that clearly doesn't benefit.
The seriously disabled people. The people who suffer through a lifetime of paralysis or pain, and the family members of the disabled people who have to give up a lot of their lives to take care of them.
Leffler says damage caps can make it harder for this group to sue, as lawyers will be less likely to take on pricey cases with less of a payout. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Krebs.
Natalie's story comes from a collaboration of Iowa Public Radio, Side Effects Public Media, and the Midwest Newsroom.